Well, good morning. Reassuring chiming of the bell lets us know that it's 8:30. And good morning, friends. So glad to have you here as we look together to the Lord and find reassurance in His Word. That's what we ought to always do as followers of Christ. And yet, I know if you're anything like me, we struggle. We get busy with all of the busyness of life, and sometimes forget the very essential pieces of life in looking to our Heavenly Father and enjoying Him. And so, if nothing else, I think all of this craziness with the pandemic and sheltering in place is at least hopefully providing you with some time to slow down and to draw near and spend time with our Heavenly Father. Let me pray for us as we begin. Father God, thank you for this new day that you have given, that you are the Lord and giver of life, that we weren't promised or guaranteed this new day, but you have graciously given it to us. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for that. We pray even still for those who are sick and suffering, and Lord, that you would be with them, that you would comfort and strengthen them. And we pray that you would help us to look to you in faith, Lord Jesus, for it's in your name we pray. Amen. So one of the things that we're trying to do in these Facebook Live devotionals is to walk through the Take and Gathered Worship home. So you can print this off or just use it. The PDF is available at our website, fccw.net, under the live streaming section. It's something that we provide each week. Excuse me, to encourage you to be reading throughout the week and spending time in the Scripture. So this morning there are three passages for Friday, Acts 3:26 through 4:12 that we were looking at particularly on Sunday. But I'm going to focus our time on John's Gospel in chapter 14 as we seek to encourage one another in the Lord. Let me read this for us. This is God's holy and inerrant word. This is Jesus speaking, and he says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going." And Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you're going. How do we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." It's so encouraging to me that in the Scripture, that in all the things that God recorded, He didn't just give us the polished, best spin on things, but the Scripture is full of earthy, real, everyday kind of encounters with the supernatural, with God Himself, and that in revealing and recording those encounters, God reveals to us very real people like Thomas. We often refer to Thomas, the disciple, as Doubting Thomas because of just this kind of response. And of course, then after the resurrection, where he says, "No, I'm not going to believe it unless I can see him and I can actually put my hands in his nail holes and in his spear side." And Jesus didn't say, "Thomas, you twit. What are you doing? Just go away." Right? He didn't do that. Because if he did that, that's me. That's you. The reality is that he comes to us in the midst of our frailty, in the midst of our sin, in the midst of all of the things that we fail at. And so as we seek to glorify God and to follow Jesus in the midst of a stay home and stay safe, a COVID-19 world pandemic, and we don't do this well. And we get frustrated with our kids. We get agitated with our neighbors who are not doing all the things that we think we're supposed to be doing, and doggone it, if they don't do it, then I don't think I'm the only one who struggles with those things. And I'm not referring to any specific neighbors. I'm just giving examples of things that I know we deal with, we struggle with. And in the midst of Jesus giving a fantastic, wonderful expression of the gospel, here's Thomas going, wait a minute, we don't know where you're going. How do we know the way to where you're going when we don't even know where you're going? And that as we face difficulties like this, what's God doing with COVID-19? This is not on our plan. This is not something that we had. Just as a humorous aside, this is with everybody having lots of time on social media. I just saw a video with when someone posing as a dog, as if the dogs were behind COVID-19 in order to get more attention from their masters and to get walked more and having their masters home. It seems like the world's gone to the dogs, right? What is going on? And to be reminded that Jesus is the Master and King. He knows exactly what he's doing. And that he has gone to prepare a place for us. He says, in his Father's house, there are many mansions. You see, that's not just figurative language. Jesus is tying in with the customs of the day that when a man proposed to a woman to be married, he would then go to his father's home and build on another room or an apartment for them to live in after the wedding. And so Jesus uses this imagery of an engaged couple, and he tells us that we, as his people, the church, are his beloved, that we are betrothed to him. And so he's preparing a place for us. He's preparing a place where we can go without COVID or other issues or problems or threats or anything. And that now, as he has us here, he calls us to trust in him. And so just as he is patient and gentle with Thomas, you don't know where I'm going and you don't know the way to get to where I'm going, but that's okay, because I am actually the way for you to get there. Jesus is saying, I have all of this in control. It is not you knowing a certain thing. It's not you doing certain things. It's me, Jesus, who is everything that you need, who is not only the destination but the way to get you there. Oh, beloved, in the midst of all of these things going on, do you know Jesus? Not just about him, but do you know him? Have you placed your trust in him to be your security in world pandemics, to be your security in daily life, to be your security for all eternity? We need to run to him, to trust him, and so in him receive God himself reconciled to sinners like us. Beloved, I'm going to be praying for you today, for our whole family at First Congregational Church of Woodstock, for our friends here on Facebook, as well as for our neighbors, and asking that God would encourage us. Go back to this first verse. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me, Jesus says. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your goodness and grace to us. Thank you that you are trustworthy, that you have promised you have gone to prepare a place for us, and that you are faithful to your promises. And that even now as we await you, we can trust you with where we are now, that you are the way and the truth and the life, that you are everything that we need. We pray that you would help us to trust you and to do that as we wash our hands and stay away from making contact with people outside of our families, and as we seek to help kids with schooling in our family, or we seek to do our jobs from home and figure out different ways to do that online versus going into offices or other places of employment. Lord, help us, we pray. For it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Thank you, friends. Have a great day.